Bedtime Bites presents The Tiny Witch and the Three Talking Apples. Once upon a time, in a cozy cottage at the edge of an enchanted forest, there lived a tiny witch named Finn. Finn was no ordinary witch. She was barely taller than a sunflower and had bright purple hair that sparkled like starlight. Despite her small size, Finn had a big heart and an even bigger dream: to become the greatest baker in all the land. Every day, Finn would practice her magic spells and baking skills, mixing potions and ingredients to create the most delicious treats. But no matter how hard she tried, her cakes always came out flat. Her cookies were always burnt, and her pies tasted like old socks. One crisp autumn morning, as golden leaves danced in the breeze, Finn decided to take a walk through the enchanted forest to clear her head. As she strolled along the winding path, she stumbled upon an ancient apple tree with gnarled branches that seemed to reach for the sky. To Finn's amazement, three shiny red apples hung from the lowest branch, and they were unlike any apples she had ever seen before. Each apple had a tiny face, complete with eyes, a nose, and a mouth. "Hello there, little witch," the first apple called out in a deep, booming voice. "Oh my," Finn exclaimed, nearly toppling over in surprise. "You can talk!" The second apple chimed in with a melodious voice. "Indeed we can. We are the magical talking apples of wisdom." The third apple, speaking in a squeaky voice, added, "We have been waiting for someone worthy to come along and pick us." Finn's eyes widened with excitement. "Oh, wise apples," she said, "I would be honored to pick you, but first, I must know, can you help me become a great baker?" The three apples looked at each other and then back at Finn. The first apple spoke, "Little witch, we can grant you three wishes to help you on your journey. But remember, true greatness comes from within." Finn thought carefully about her first wish. "I wish for the perfect recipe book," she said. With a pop and a shimmer, a beautiful cookbook appeared in her hands. For her second wish, Finn asked for magic baking tools that would never break or wear out. In an instant, she was surrounded by gleaming utensils and pans. As Finn pondered her final wish, the third apple squeaked, "Choose wisely, little one. The most important ingredient in any recipe is love." Suddenly, Finn realized what she needed most. "For my last wish," she said with a smile, "I wish for the confidence to believe in myself and my abilities." A warm glow enveloped Finn, and she felt a surge of self-assurance flow through her. The three apples beamed with pride as Finn gently plucked them from the branch. "Thank you, wise apples," Finn said gratefully. "I will use your gifts wisely." As Finn made her way home, the apples shared stories of magical lands and fantastical creatures. When she arrived at her cottage, she placed the apples in a special bowl on her kitchen counter, where they continued to chat and offer encouragement. With her new recipe book, magical tools, and newfound confidence, Finn set to work. She mixed and stirred, kneaded and rolled, and sprinkled her creations with love and a dash of magic. The aroma of freshly baked goods soon filled the air, and curious forest creatures gathered at her window. To Finn's delight, everything she baked turned out perfectly. Her cakes were light and fluffy, her cookies were golden and crisp, and her pies were simply heavenly. Word of the tiny witch's extraordinary baking skills spread quickly throughout the enchanted forest and beyond. Soon, creatures from far and wide were lining up at Finn's door to taste her magical treats. Fairies, elves, talking animals, and even grumpy old trolls came to sample her delicious creations. As Finn's baking fame grew, she never forgot the lesson she had learned.